Tracy Williams, T like Tom, R-A-C-Y, Williams. Tracy Williams, date of birth is 8/29/1974. Date of accident is 9/8/2024. Date of service is 3/6/2025. The patient, Tracy Williams, presents with the chief complaint of throbbing pain in the neck to the tune of 8, middle back pain 8, lower back pain 8, and shooting down to both the legs. Headaches, minimal and left middle toe pain, and left foot pain with difficulty walking. Patient attributes all of the symptoms to the automobile accident that happened on 9/8/2024 around 3 a.m. She was a restrained driver of a Chevy Impala 2016 model at traveling at 20 to 25 miles an hour. She was near Schaefer and Lodge Service Drive. She was going through the green light of Schaefer intersection, S-C-H-A-F-F-E-R. The other car blew the red light without stopping through the intersection and without stopping, and it hit a T-bone passenger side. The car speed must have been 75-85 miles an hour. The police came to the scene, ambulance came to the scene. It was a hit-and-run accident. There was no loss of consciousness, airbags deployed, and the patient was not wearing seatbelts. Damage, the car was not totaled. There is a $4,000 damage. The door is damaged on the passenger side. Airbags are deployed and damaged. Fuel pump frame is bent. It is not drivable, and I'm sure, and she is sure that it will be turned into a total loss. Tire and axles are broken on the passenger side, and driver side windows glass was broken. The door was jammed. Regarding the injury, patient reports she dazed and D-A-Z-E-D and passed out for a few minutes. The left shoulder banged into the door, left hip hit into the door, and she reports that she was taken to the emergency room by her sister at Grace Hospital, G-R-A-C-E, emergency room, where she was there for 2 to 3 hours. The x-rays were done, no CT scan was done, no surgery, only injections. She again went to second time to Grace Hospital, but nothing else was ordered or done. History of presenting illness, patient is reporting of moderately severe headaches with one or two only, mostly on the left side of the temple or involving the eye. They are mild, off and on, sensitive to light, but not sensitive to the noise. No associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. And additional symptoms of TBI, patient reports only lack of focus. Rest of the symptoms are not reported. It denies any taste problem, smell problem. There is no dizziness, vertigo, no loss of consciousness, ringing in the ears, seizures. Denies any loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion. It denies any incontinence, vision problems, etc. Reports of weakness, but denies any lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, shooting pain, radiculopathies. Yes, slight difficulty walking. She can walk up to half blocks. She can sit up to 1 hour easily, stand for 15 minutes, sleep for 3 to 4 hours. And she is working full time. No anxiety, depression, panic, no sudden anesthesia. And regarding the pain, patient is suffering from moderately severe pain to the tune of 8 in the neck, mid-back, lower back, with shooting pain to the both legs. They are present continuously and are described as throbbing. And they are 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 8. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by bending and walking and improved by nothing. And sitting and lying down improves the pain. So far, Some MRIs have been done, X-rays have been done. Additionally, patient has numbness and tingling of both the legs, shooting pain from lower back all the way to the ankle, where it appears as motor weakness off and on of both the legs, especially when she gets up, as well as numbness and tingling of both the legs. But it doesn't affect the toes or foot. So far she has done one visit to Dr. Ali, 8 to 9 chiropractic visits, no physical therapy. She has done massage, shock therapy, and she's only 5% better. Please review the records for system review, surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment, legal and personal history, and ADLs, as well as the diagnosis stage also. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 167 over 119, pulse 83, pulse ox is 100%, height is 6'3", and the weight is 255. This is a 51-year-old African-American female of a good built, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clothing, colonicia, and sitting comfortably. Patient has no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain faces. She doesn't appear overtly anxious or lethargic. She's able to walk reasonably well without major issues in walking. No, the gait is normal, and no limping is noticed. As to the physical exam comes from the template, including neurological examination, musculature examination. Kindly mention there is a spasm of the paravertebral muscles from T5 to L5 and S1, both sides, but rest of the muscles are normal. In musculoskeletal examination, please mention inspection and palpation from template. Spine tenderness is not present. Paravertebral muscle spasm is only present in the area of T5 to L5 bilaterally. Hypertonicity 1 plus. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 40. Extension is 50. Bilateral side flexion 35. And bilateral rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 35. And extension is 15. Bilateral rotation is 15 and bilateral side flexion is 15. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. The patient has the following findings. The Hoffman sign is found negative. Lermit test was positive. Sperling test was positive. Extraction test was negative. Sotomayor test was negative. Thoracic spinal column test is negative. And Roos test negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees bilaterally. TLR is positive. CAM test is positive. Levinsky negative. Brudzinski-Kernig test is negative. In the SI joint, bilateral SI joints are found to be slightly tender with positive Gunsland test bilaterally and positive Taver test bilaterally. However, the standing flexion, iliac compression, and distraction test negative. Extremities examination. The patient has completely normal extremities and there is no positive finding anywhere. Please use the template to type it. Please review the diagnosis page to type the diagnosis. Plan of care comes from the template. Treatment plan. The patient is ordered a physical therapy to 2 times a week of focusing on neck, mid-back, and lower back, and also sacroiliac joint area, with traction massage, chiropractic care, acupuncture is also on. Disabilities, the patient is deemed disabled for work, housework, replacement, and transportation. Medications, patients provide following medications, Mobic, 7.5 milligram, 2 times a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol codeine with number 4, 60 tablets, 1 tablet twice a day for severe pain relief, Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for further anxiety relief and panic relief. Lyrica is provided 50 milligram twice a day for further relief of pain. Pyrazine, one or two every 6 hours for headache relief. Dendrisin lotion is provided for further relief of topical pain. Patient is deemed off work, hospital replacement, transportation have been ordered. The patient has had patient has brought some old MRIs prior to the accident, CT scans, and new MRIs are being ordered for the area of thoracic spine, lumbar spine, and cervical spine. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, refer to psych, and fitness club are all here. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records. The past MRIs are available from 2020, but are not consequential for this particular injury. Interventional pain procedures are on hold. Surgical options none. Neuropsych none. Rendered care none. Case worker none. Investigation patient is ordered a MRI of the cervical, thoracic and lumbar region. TME patient is provided with the back brace, neck brace, and fill. Education is yes. Follow visit in 15 days, direct contact here. Thank you.